Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Five Rounds Podcast, the only podcast out there with the cardio for those deep water championship rounds. I am Mags, and with me, as always, my son, the British Arcord gold medalist, Carlos. Carlos, how are you?
Not too bad. How's yourself?
Yeah, I'm okay. We were in the final week before UFC makes its 2021 debut, and thought we'd do another watch longer after the success of last week's, but this time I thought we'd bring in some special guests. So for my special guest, I've got the famous or infamous Mrs. Mags. Mrs. Mags, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
For context, she's actually called Lorraine. Carlos, who's your special guest?
Is my wife, Kira. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, guys, what we're going to do is, seeing as Conor McGregor will be making his 2021 debut very soon in a matchup against Dustin Poirier rematch, we thought we'd watch one of his early fights, the one where he secured the lightweight title from UFC 205, which was in November of 2016, where he faced Eddie Alvarez, champion versus champion, for Eddie Alvarez's lightweight title. Lightweight, Jesus Christ. So, like I said, this was back from 2016 when Conor McGregor was literally just really starting on this kind of run of becoming the MMA juggernaut that he is. So I thought we'd give it a watch. So if everybody is ready, we'll do a three count and then we'll press play. So 3, 2, 1, play. So obviously we'll have the audio down so people can't hear it. We don't want to get busted for copyright. But we've got McGregor and Alvarez here coming to the octagon. John McCarthy there as ref.
You can already see Alvarez in the fight, already nervous, and Conor just wanting ready to go in there and just cool, calm, and collective as usual.
Especially after all, if you remember going back to this fight, Carlos, how much shit Alvarez talked about Conor McGregor as well.
Well, you can understand he had a lot of confidence coming in this fight, had a lot of experience, especially out of the UFC with a lot of success, and then coming into the UFC and becoming champion, which you can understand where the confidence is. And a guy, again, someone like Conor McGregor, if you don't have confidence against him, you're already technically beat already, but you can see there too, he's got leg kicked again. The last one we did against Poirier, he got leg kicked and he came out instantly. You always see him, he doesn't seem to switch his stances up. Doesn't matter if he's facing a striker or a wrestler, he's always got that wide stance.
Yeah. It just looks like he's doing a dance to me.
Well, yeah. But I think Eddie kind of saw what happened in the Dustin fight and saw that Conor's legs are a weak point, and started off with the leg kicks. But once Conor kind of judges the power of his opponent, he becomes almost way more confident. And he's always said that that accuracy beats power and precision beats speed and stuff like that. So he's always like this.
It's true, exactly like that. Then he just dropped it then, and he always...
With a ghost punch.
Exactly what you just said there about the timing beats the power and the precision beats the speed and stuff. He always does that, and you always notice he's always got that hand in your opponent's face. He's always wanting you to come in. He's always force feeding you and always like illusion. You're like, look, my hand's in your face. I've dropped my hand. You can come in. But that left hand's always ready.
Yeah,
always ready.
Can you see, Lorraine, how it's always at a 90-degree angle on his left hand, because he knows if he ever gets a chance, he's letting that go and bang. That's his money shot.
That's what he's doing.
That's it, he's reaching out, but now he's there working the body already, because Alvarez is not dropping his hands, so he's only clutching that once. But it's hard to hit someone like Alvarez. He's fast, he's got good head movement, and oh, that was a nice little elbow from McGregor. But as you obviously like, you see now his hands are going in, and Alvarez is doing, oh, his little slip there and knocked down, but Alvarez is doing his best to get in, but McGregor's a counter puncher and he's calm and relaxed about it. He always wants you to come in, and then he's always ready to hit you, and he's so accurate with his punches that whether it's an uppercut or just a straight left.
And that wasn't even full power though. That's the best thing. And one of the things I've always liked about Conor is he's not scared to be hit. You get a lot of fighters, especially in this position where they're elite level, they don't like being hit in the face. He doesn't mind because that to him is like it judges basically how hard the opponent can hit him.
Just look here when people were about his grappling style. When Eddie Alvarez, he was a good wrestler. McGregor had him on the ground then, and he actually had his forearm underneath Alvarez's hips, elevating him up off the canvas so he can't use that. His back to the full extent. Mm-hmm. And now he's controlling him. He's literally got all
control of his ankle.
Leg.
Yeah,
control of the arm, and he's in top control and he's doing damage. Got an idea for scrambling on getting up back to his feet, but McGregor there instantly straight back on him, not letting him move, even though he's just got back to his feet. But McGregor's owning that octagon.
But the concern there now for Alvarez is where do I beat him? He's beating me on the ground, he's beating me in striking. Where do I find a pathway to victory?
One thing about Alvarez in this fight is he played into Conor's game so much that he just started having a slugfest with him, where if he just calmed down and kicked them legs a little bit, he probably would have had a little bit more success. But the fact is that he played into Conor's game, which a lot of fighters do play into Conor's game.
I think as well, a lot of fighters don't realise that Conor's game doesn't start in the octagon. It starts months and months before. It starts with all the back chat and all the kind of promotion where he starts getting into your head and he starts getting you out of your game. You can train techniques and fighting styles, but once you're facing an opponent like Conor who can attack you from any angle, you do end up fighting his kind of fight where you're slugging for survival.
Well, that's it. He's a master of words, and especially to sell a fight, and his shit talking is literally one of the best in the game, and that's one of the things he always thrives himself on is he knows that he can beat a lot of his opponents before they even make that walk because of the mental warfare that it can just bombard you with so much shit you already feel like you've lost. So when you get in that octagon, you basically just you just tend to accept it. And with McGregor, it's one of them. It's not just tending to accept it. It's not only if you don't want to accept it, it's a hard fight because McGregor is not an easy opponent. Oh, that were a nice shot from Alvarez, but McGregor is not an easy opponent for anyone. He's not been a double champ in two different promotions for nothing.
His wildfire.
That's what sells the fight, the fly that's on
him. In the black, he doesn't know. He's well confused. He looks confused.
Which one in the black? You know about Alvarez? Alvarez looking confused with McGregor. McGregor's looking elusive. I'll be confused.
Yeah. He's just startled because everything he's tried so far has not worked.
Well, the ironic thing is though, it did work at the beginning with the leg kicks. He got Conor to drop down, and if he'd have just carried on with that game plan, tried to avoid getting into a brawl with Conor and work on those legs, it would have worked. But Conor's so good at getting you to play his game rather than you stick to your own game plan. Yeah, that look. But if you look at Conor though, he looks fresh. He looks like his game plan's working. You can see a big welt on the side of his forehead there. But Eddie Alvarez, the way he was pacing then, that's a guy who is panicking.
So they're going into the second round now, and John McCarthy just getting everybody out the octagon and ready to go. And already it's been 5 minutes, and Alvarez already looks beat up and. I suppose he has been dropped twice already. But
this is an Eddie Alvarez who's never been in this position before. In his time in Bellator, he was an absolute animal. He's never faced anyone quite like Conor, who just was so dominant. He's always been used to being the dominant fighter.
That's the problem with the UFC. A lot of fighters think they're good in other promotions and think, oh yeah, I'm going to be on top of the world at the UFC, but there's different sort of animals in that organisation. What a left hand from Conor there. It's the elite organisation for fighters. If you want top tier competition and you want to make a name for yourself, that's the best one to fight in. And look at Conor McGregor's wrestling defence there. That's why a lot of fighters have to sort of play to his game, because even though he's not the best wrestler and he has got good ground game, his wrestling defence is on point. Not a lot of people can get him down, and even Khabib had trouble with it. The first one or two takedowns, look at the cockiness of the putting the handcuffs on.
But that's when you know you've got your opponent panicked.
That's when he's taunting him now. He knows that he's got him beat. He's just letting him know. And look at Alvarez now. He's not shooting in. He's not trying to do anything. He's stuck. He doesn't know what to do because he can't kick him. He knows that he can't take him down because he's already been stuffed 3 or 4 times. And he knows that he can't box with him because every time he does, McGregor just moves his head and then look, you see that hand just goes straight away. And he's always hitting that though, which is a good thing. But
yeah, but he's back into the middle of the ring now, though.
Octagon, but yeah, he's always McGregor move out to where always the same. McGregor always moves, and there the rest of the defense.
And there, the worst thing is though, when he's head to head like that, the talking he does, the shit talking, really throwing you off.
But the one thing to watch about McGregor though is when he's up against the fence, he's sometimes a dirty fucker. He'll grab hold of the fence just so he can't take him down.
I've seen him. Is what he does. He'll grind your head into the fucking into the railing.
Actually, not illegal to do that, which is no. So it's totally fine. It fucking hurts. She's greater than, but it's not a nice feeling. But there, look at that. And it's someone who's an elite level wrestler, who was looked at an elite level wrestler, he's struggling to get Conor McGregor down, and everyone says, "Oh, look at him. He's got shit wrestling defense, and he can't get, and he's got shit grappling skills." And is he getting took down here? How long has it been? What, about a minute for this exchange? And all Alvarez can do is he's holding up against the fence. McGregor's just working his way back. Look, he's trying to get double unders, trying to move out, and now he's out again. Alvarez knows that he just can't take him down. He can't do nothing about it. And just the left hand, just the, oh, fuck you. That's for holding me up against the fucking fence. But then straight away, McGregor, he's just calm there. A lot of fighters would have come out and always would have like wanted to go then because they've just been held up, but this is where it's done.
It's not even the power that finishes Alvarez there, it's the accuracy. It's the avoiding Alvarez's shots and just landing those shots that Alvarez just can't see. And with that, Conor became the first ever fighter in UFC to hold 2 titles in 2 separate divisions. I think that was the second ever 2 title fight. I think the first one was it GSP versus BJ Penn?
Which one you on about?
When BJ Penn challenged GSP for his welterweight title.
BJ Penn was the champion, actually.
No, he was. It was the lightweight champion.
Yeah, did he not?
I think it was UFC 94, I think.
Did he not piss off to Japan and though China or come back and then fight GSP?
No. It was definitely the second champion versus champion fight. But look at that finish. Just accuracy on accuracy on accuracy.
It's just perfect timing.
Yeah, Eddie's down. And
is that absolutely... Eddie would be in that first round. That second round was just extra damage for him. And there, he just always look. McGregor's there. Always, none of them... Eddie threw 2 punches there. None of them landed. And McGregor just threw 4. Every one of them has just landed. His head just gets out of the way just in time, and you're always in the perfect spot for him to just blast that left. He couldn't be careful with that, Matt. He'd be lucky with that one. But he's one of the fighters as well where he also doesn't stop fighting until the ref pulls him off, which is a lot of people don't like, but I fucking love it. And the fighters, the ref's in there to do a job, they're in there to do a job.
So, Lorraine, how did that watching that fight make you feel about Conor McGregor?
Do you like him anymore? Do you think he's still a prick?
He's a cocky fucker.
And Kira, same question.
Yeah, I think you've got to admire his strategy, to be honest. He went in there, showed his cockiness, and that kind of frustrated the opponent. The frustration, obviously, they can't achieve what they want to do, which is to get to him. I think I admire that brilliant strategy.
I can't agree anymore, Kira. I think you've really hit the nail on the head. But that's it, guys. We're now into the final week before UFC makes its comeback. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Kirby. Follow Carlos here at Kirby_Carlos. Make sure you follow all the networks, Shooting the Sports-ish, Visionaries Global Media, and Chairshot Radio. Thank you all for listening. And that is the end.
just before I say my part, go and check out the 5 rounds interviews. I've just done the biggest interview to date. You don't want to miss it. I think you'll all find this one absolutely blowing out the waters. And that is the end. Adios, amigos.
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.